I've seen people make a smoke out of little buckets and walk along in front of them, keep them. You can't imagine how bad they were.
Were they like flies? Is that or
flies? Same? Not only as thick as they could be, you can just hit your hand. You've never seen
these buffalo gnats. Are they as large as flies?
Oh no, they are small. They are larger than a mosquito, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we just don't have any problem. And I presume it's causing a drain in low places so much, and you know. But I have seen them just really get up in the animals, cows, and mules' nostrils, and just really they
Did they bite the animals?
Yes, yeah. Now we try to keep oil on them. Yes, bite motor oil and that kind of stuff, cheap oil, you know. Keep them off best we could, keep them pinned up where they wouldn't get out. But around the houses, you keep smoking. This country's changed terrifically. I tell you, get to start reminiscing about it, you don't think much about it, you know. Had the change been made.
Big surprise. Where did you keep the hay in the barn? You say you had it arranged so that it would... it could be fed easily.
We had it in a loft, and then you had your hay right down beneath it where you just feed it in easy, you know. Had every fairly decent size farm had a hostler, and he was the one tend to it, you know, and come out and I haven't thought of that word in years.
That was his one job.
That's right. Just to keep up with his bills and the gear and turn them in and so forth. Now, the Delta farmer usually had a good size farmer, had 50 head of mule. A mower, you know, it was quite a job keeping it up with hay time in the summertime when you get your cotton laid by, you start to then to getting up your hay in for winter, you know.
Would you explain that process, how you would harvest the hay and what step by step so that it's clear to somebody?
Well, I don't know, it's just we raised so much feed stuff, we lived in a farm. I think we farmed then, now we a different thing. We raised soybeans, we row crop, I don't know exactly what time. Well, when you live off your farm, I know the people in the country now buy the eggs and milk and stuff from stores, they never think about raising. Then we raised everything, garden. We had our own, we farmed, we lived in the country. We prepared for the winter just like we did everything else. We had enough money to. By the way, I want to say one thing right now. After the Civil War, if a white man in the South hadn't been a friend of the Negroes, he would have starved flat-footed to death. We all had a hell of a time making it. And they really did. They got out and helped them. The government did not turn around and make it possible after freedom to make his own living. He didn't have it. I don't want to get into that either.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, those are... See,
but they were friend to them. They were friend to each other. And as I was telling you about when I was a kid, on my father's farm, he had a pretty good sized place. He had one time, he had 80 families. And at least 30 of those were white people. And they made a sharecrop just like a colored fella did. And we got along, I think, wonderfully well.